Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, November 20th, and a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day as I attempt, I'm watching Aaron Green's face, attempt to have a discussion on Bahamian surnames.
Yeah.
Nay, I'm not sure if the Bahamas have particular surnames, but names that are popular in the Bahamas. I want to hear narratives, that two brothers story, where these names come from, which names are popular, how it originates in the Bahamas, how it is shaped inside the Bahamas, why is the narrative of these surnames important? Are they important? Who is responsible for recording these names? Is there a registry to say, hey, this particular name came from Mayor Gorner? They came from Mayor Gorner by way of South America. Is there repository is the word?
Of information?
Yeah. Is there a repository of information that tells the story of the Bahamas? This is a continuation of our discussion with the National Museum, right? The lack thereof, one, and whether the Antiquities Monument people are fulfilling their mandate, whether the government think our culture, our history is important to the Bahamian public.
Or important enough to sort of memorialize and capture and preserve.
Yes, right? Because they are in the United States, you could go and research names and research history. Mm-hmm. There's a database. And I'm not sure there's a national database here in the Bahamas or whether we have abdicated our responsibility to other people to record our story and then they tell us about ourselves. But before I get there, see, I come back to you now. Before I get there, Erin Green wanted to continue her point from her last show, right? Where she spoke about a particular case that was happening. So I wanted to continue that and then we'll go back on that.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to finish off that discussion about the article we were looking at is triple murder accused gets 8-month sentence for violation of bail conditions. And where we left off, the article had indicated that the individual failed to sign into his local police station 16 times between July 3rd and October 30th. And Mr. Nuri and I were having a small debate about the principle of bail, the constitutional right to bail, and whether revoking the suspect's bail would constitute a breach of his constitutional right to bail. And I'd said to Mr. Nuri that, but he already got bail. So that constitutional right has been satisfied. He already received bail. He was out on bail when he violated the terms of his bail 16 times over the course of July, August, September, October, over the course of 4 months. And so my question is, in a similar fashion to the earlier discussion, we're not denigrating the judge, right? The judge's decision. We're questioning whether we need to reinforce policy and legislation, right, to ensure that we can keep our communities safer. But here's what I mean. He violated bail 16 times over the space of 4 months. There's 4 weeks in a month. So that's like, say, 16 times over 16 weeks. There's no indication here that they were attempting to locate him, right? It does not say, now the article does not say he was wearing an electronic monitoring device, but if he was wearing an electronic monitoring device, surely you could have found him after the first breach, after the second breach, the third breach, fourth breach, The fifth breach.
Just pick him up and come pick him up.
The sixth breach. But because he's breached the terms of the bail conditions. Mm-hmm. He breached them. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what's the operation. Like, how long can you breach bail? Now, he was sentenced to 8 months, an 8-month sentence. Here's my thing. Why didn't they just revoke the bail entirely? Surely, breaching your bail conditions 16 times over the course of 4 months would warrant just revoking the bail wholesale. When he completes the 8-month sentence, will he be required to remain on remand until his court date? Or will he be released on the same bail terms? Mm. So this is my question. How can you breach the term of your bail, breach the terms of your bail, be incarcerated for the breach, and then be released at the end of the sentence for the breach? Surely your bail just gets revoked entirely.
Imagine getting your bail revoked, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it takes 10 years before the case comes up. And at the end of 10 years, when the case comes up, you found not guilty. Or you are found guilty. Let's say you are guilty and you found guilty.
Right.
And the sentence is 2 years. And you had 8 extra years because you had to wait on the court case. Because this is our problem. We have a backlog. Right? Who compensates you for the extra 8 years?
The backlog. See, first of all, apparently the public, me, I'm going to compensate you for the 8 years. But here's the problem. I don't have the same public that is going to contribute to your compensation. I didn't cause the backlog. I'm not responsible for that. The general public who expects to be protected from those who purport themselves or manifest themselves to be unsavory characters. I didn't create a backlog, so why am I, the public, suffering for what's an issue of public administration? Right? Now, what the state is saying is, well, listen, we've created this mechanism called a plea deal. Right? Like you say, if he's guilty, they're going to say, well, you could have taken the plea deal and you wouldn't have had to spend 10 years in prison fighting this case. The next point I wanted to make is when you said that, well, you know, what if you spend that time on remand and at the end of the day, you're acquitted. You found not guilty, right? I want to make a point. I think there's a difference between being found innocent and being found not guilty, like being acquitted and being found innocent, right? It's one thing if we find that there's no reason, like it was unreasonable for you to have been detained as a suspect for this case, which is different from there was a technical error that resulted in an acquittal, right? There was a technical or something that resulted in a non-guilty conviction. But, you know, back to the root of it, I think the right to bail has been satisfied once you've been granted bail.
And that's for the lawyers to debate. Let's transition.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, man, definitely. I believe it is worthy of being hashed out.
A quick text and then we make the transition.
Go ahead.
I agree with Nuri. There should be no conditions for bail, a constitutional right. The man was not convicted of anything and bail conditions are a fake and a contrived crime. Similar to the right to assembly, requiring a permit is a violation and is illegal in my opinion. The COP power does not supersede my right to assemble. Just a quick technical point. However, ordinary legislation is deemed to be in line with the Constitution until it is shown to be in contravention with the Constitution. So you are suggesting that the Police Act violates your right to freedom of association, right, and assembly. But you still have to take that law to court and have the judge deem it as bad law. And then the judge will send it back to Parliament. He'll send it back to Parliament and he'll say, hey, we would recommend a shift in the law because they can't tell Parliament what to do. Anyway, thank you, Texter. Thank you, Mr. Nuri.
Cool. So yesterday, I came across a website called surnames.com. It's something like Forbes names.com, right, that is on the internet. They have a section that concentrates on the Bahamas in particular, and a number of foreign entities, family tree organizations, tend to report on Caribbean culture and history, right? So this particular website, surnames.com, reported the most popular surnames in the Bahamas, right? Go ahead.
Where can I find the list? Just tell us where we can find the list.
Surnames.com.
Okay. I got in there right now.
Yeah, surnames.com. Right here it says surnam.es. Surnames.com. But surnames.com. It has Bahamian surnames on it, right? And they give the most popular surnames. I'm going to call one or two of them just for the conversation. Go ahead. What did you look for? Or you want to see the website?
No, I lost my technical savvy. Well, repeat the website address.
Sir, S-U-R-N-A-M dot E-S. That's what I saw.
Okay.
Yeah. Or okay. Google's Bahamian. That came up?
Yeah.
So that came up, right? And they'll give the list of most popular Bahamian surnames, right? And my conversation today is I want to know who is responsible for recording the history of surnames, right? Because I'm doing the Pedekin family tree. I got some good information on that family. And even though I don't agree with their narrative on how the name originates, it's a good story to reveal, right? But on this website, it says Rowell is the most popular surname in the Bahamas.
How do we get to the Bahamian names?
Type in Bahamas.
We need instructions.
Yeah, you type in Bahamas. Want me to send you a link? And go straight there?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me send you the link. But they have Rowell as the most popular surname. With, let me see how many people for Rowell, Aaron, because I'm trying to send it to you and plus have a conversation. With 13,000 Bahamians, 13,000 plus Bahamians with the surname Rowell. Number two is Johnson with 10,000. Number three is Smith with 9,000 people. Number four is Knowles with 7,000 people. And number five is Pinder with 7,400 people, right?
Rowell, Johnson, Smith,
Knowles, Pinder, and it goes on to 135 most popular names in the Bahamas. Let me send you this link. Give me 2 seconds right now. Let's send you this link. But
any greens on it?
I want to go through the list because the list has Williams, then Thompson, then Ferguson, then Russell, then Roberts, right, then Sands. Then
I found it. What to do is to search surnam.es / Bahamas.
Okay, yeah. Good. So we found that, right? So I am concerned. I'm a lover of Bahamian surnames, right? Yeah. And the term Bahamian surname is subjective because these are European names,
right,
in general. But there is a number of names that have been in the country in-house, in the country for 200, 300 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So we have adopted them to say, okay, these are typical Bahamian names because a large amount of the population have these surnames.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular list, right, with the surnames.com, right, they also have Pierre and Joseph and Baptiste, mm-hmm, as one of the top surnames in the Bahamas. But of course, these people have been in, those particular three names have been in the Bahamas for 200, 300 years also because, mm-hmm, of our trade with the Hispaniola over the years,
mm-hmm,
right? And I want to celebrate names in general. So I want people to call in. Call in and tell me your surname, which island your surname is most popular, or for in Bahamian vernacular or storytelling, where your name came from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Recently, right, there's a member, I found out a member of parliament in Jamaica,
mm-hmm,
pretty woman, model, is a Hannah.
You didn't know that's our people, our family?
No, she ain't related to y'all at all.
You sure?
I'm sure.
All Hannah's related?
No. And Hannah's from the Bahamas may be loosely related because not necessarily that they are, because there are some Hannahs who adopted the name. Mm-hmm. Right? But Hannah last name had different types of people around the world, and they had different plantations. And John Lord Road had 3 or 4, 5, 6 different plantations all through the Caribbean besides the Bahamas. So there are different set of people with the Hannah surname. So this
you
is
say we only related by trauma?
By trauma. So this is Jamaican Hannah who is related via trauma, because technically her lineage is, what do they call that? Oh, the name just, Lebanese. She's a Lebanese, Middle
also
Eastern.
Also of Lebanese descent.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's her lineage there.
There were a lot of Lebanese people in Jamaica at one point.
Yeah, man. They have a Syrian and Lebanese. They're a large population of them. And I've been researching Pedekin, and I found that the Pedekin are from Eleuthera. All this time, I thought the Pelicans was an Abaco name. And apparently, whoever it is immigrated to Abaco. So there's two factions of Pelican. Mm-hmm. So far in my research, there's one penultimate ancestor. It's not a two-brother story, like most persons have. And I found that interesting, right? I'm still trying to find the origins of the Moss surname, because there seems to be Exuma Mosses and Acklands Mosses, right? And I'm trying to see if there's any connection, any narrative for those two families, of anyone have any family tree and connectivity. And whether, because the Mosses, the two brothers, right? The Anglo Mosses, not the African ones, right?
Right.
They had the largest amount of slave plantations in the Bahamas. So that's why I'm surprised that Roll itself is more than Moss, when Moss had about 3 or 4 slave plantations in the Bahamas, especially when the transition from slavery into apprenticeship.
Right. In fact, Moss is number 32 on the list.
So that narrative on how that came about and they so down in that listing is very interesting.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, because they're below Roll. Like you say, Roll is number one with 13,763 people.
Yes.
And Moss only has 2,670.
Like, what happened to all those slave plantations and people they had?
Well, what if... what if genetically Moss lines produced more girls who lost their last name through marriage?
That makes sense.
Yeah. We got a call and a couple texts. People responding.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What's your surname and which island? Which island?
My surname is McPhee.
You thought it was Pumpkin Eater, eh?
So it's Exuma. So you are more likely adopted that surname, because that's an Anglo loyalist name.
That's a plantation name from Scotland.
So McPhee is number 49 on the list.
That's my daddy's surname. You know my mother's surname too?
Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. On Long Island, it'd be Clinton, the European title.
Okay.
Clinton. Let me look for that.
Clinton name. Pratt. That's my grandmother.
I'm familiar with Pratt. I'm vaguely familiar with Clinton, but they're a loyalist name. So
they got a settlement called Clinton something, whatever they call it. Name after the person. They also got a Smith, a Pratt, and a nose.
Yes.
The nose.
What I find, Punkinita, is that we, people of African descent, who have adopted these names, who went through the trauma of slavery, tend to adopt the European concept that, we are from Scotland. We are from England. And then we spin that narrative as our personal own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. For a long time, I mean, sure, y'all know this a long time. Then you got an Evans. My grandmother was an Evans from Andrus.
Okay, so Pumpkin.
Red Bay, go ahead.
So far, Pratt's number 43 on the list.
Uh-huh.
With 1,995.
I didn't know that was that many Pratts.
But I know plenty Pratts, man.
Pratts from Long Island and Cat Island.
Right. And then Clinton is 119 on the list.
What about McPhee?
With 691. I'm still looking for McPhee. I'll let you know. I'll call it out when I find it.
Sure. And now you Hannah, right?
I'm green. My father...
Yeah, I mean, sorry, but I meant to say you're
my father's green. My Grammy is Hasty.
Where did green come from?
This is interesting. Right. Let her tell you the story.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was wondering about that.
Okay,
green.
So let me tell you quickly. There are two greens on the list, right? Green without an E is at number 86 with 1,019. Okay. Sorry. Green with an E is at 125 on the list with 661. Okay. So what I learned is that all the greens come from Barbados, but my green came later in the West Indian migration.
West Indian where?
To the Bahamas when all the civil servants sort of came down.
When I learned Nui is a Haitian title.
And that may be so, you know.
Remember the guy who's the ambassador, Nui, Dr. Nui?
Yeah, he born in Nassau.
That's your people, right? That's your uncle, right?
Yeah, he born in Nassau. His father born in Crooked Island, and his father born in Acklands, and his father born in British Guyana.
Thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
But now, one more. What the Governor General, I think, what about Governor General? What is his name?
Huh? You talking about folks?
Yeah.
His father was Jamaican, and his mother was a Creole Haitian lady.
Then that Duvalier era, and you normally play.
And then the Duvaliers were born in Inagua.
Right. Now you're on trial. I just want to say, a lot of people don't know that.
And then we were trading with Haiti for years. And few people know that at one point in time, we had a dispute on whether Inagua belonged to Haiti or it belonged to the Bahamas.
Right.
And Papa Doc, why let you go? It's a Bahamian.
Yeah, without a doubt. In fact, they
claim he was born in the Bahamas.
No, he was.
Yeah.
He was. Don't mind that. Caller, producer, let's pull the call through. Don't mind that at all.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. C. Nui and Ms. Green. How y'all doing? Good
yeah, what's your last name, man?
Hi, I didn't know I called in for that.
Yes.
Carol, C-A-R-R-L-L.
You on the list.
I was directing traffic on Bay Street in the early 70s.
Okay.
Like I said, I joined the force in Stephen number 71 at Adolescent Education Squad from around September, October. But when they took us before the Commissioner of Police, the English Commissioner of Police, they signed on. In those days in East Street Barracks, before the police colors, Oaksfield, you used to have like 4 and 5 squads in one time, and that was the last squad of 1971, the 5th of November, 71.
Let me ask you a question, sir.
Yeah.
I hope you don't get offended, right? Mm. I know Carol be a Long Island red, Long Island white.
Oh, don't worry about that.
What complexion you are?
Well, my mother married a pretty brown skin girl. She was a devil, but then, you know, all the devils are bright. But my mother had a little tan. My father could go as a white man, but, you know,
No, I just want to make sure. These Jews were
yeah,
a
yeah,
bright skin
what
Carol.
I'm saying. Hey, hello, hello.
I'm here.
My grandfather was a white man.
Mm-hmm.
My father could pass as a white man also. My grandfather, okay, the Carols, like I said, I directed traffic on Bay Street in the early 70s, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the box. In the heat of the summer, sometimes the rain come, you still got to stay on the box. You
yes,
remember
sir.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Are you too young for that?
No, I remember. And
yeah, you live right up to these 3 bars, so you should know. Your mom used to be sitting on the porch all the time when I holding the rifle at called the main guard.
Yes,
the old main guard, not the new one.
Okay.
You live right across the road by Mr. Tommy Thompson them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
all
them.
Absolutely.
Used to come in the canteen. What I'm saying, I was directing traffic on Bay Street in 1973. That's when traffic used to be opposite the financial center on the old church building on Charlotte Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that is? Just opposite where the financial center is, where you enter from Parliament Street to the Commonwealth. You can't enter from Charlotte Street, but that old building looking like a church, that's where traffic police station used to be in the early 70s.
Yeah, man, I need to have you come on the show one of these days do a history. I really appreciate this call.
Before that, Mr. Newry, traffic used to be down Fort Charlotte. That's a little bit late. What I'm saying, the couple from, I think, Wales or Ireland, you know, while taking picture on beaches, you know, every policeman in a sharp police uniform, they want to take a picture. So they said, your name, can I have a name, please? I told them my name is Raymond R-A-Y-M-O-N-D Carroll, Patrick Carroll. She said, oh, you from Wales or Ireland? I said, how do you know? She said, well, that's where I'm from. They was from either Wales or Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I tell people, everybody say, I know everybody come, the Bible written about Africa. But the Carols came from Wales or Ireland. They settled in Long Island. Deadman and Grace and Deadman Skip. My grandfather was Samuel Carroll. He's the catechist in Michael's and all these.
What's your mother's surname?
Pardon me?
What's your mother's surname?
My mother was Darvel.
Okay, yeah, you said that.
And that's another British name. And on my daddy's name, on my daddy's side, or on my mommy's side, or on my daddy's side is Carolyn Cartwright.
Okay.
One grandfather was a Darvel, one grandfather was a Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother is the Darvel and the Majors.
Yes.
The Majors. And my father is the Carol and the Cartwright.
All your family.
Even the Majors, yeah, but John Major to be British Prime Minister, all those surnames came from either England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales.
Okay, Mr. Carroll, let me comment on that.
Okay, Mr. Carroll, you have fires on the list.
Yeah.
Oh, I can tell you. You are number 80 with 1,065 people.
Oh, we're still up there then.
Yeah,
The Carrolls, like I said, settled in Grays, Long Island. My grandfather, when he born, my great-grandmother died, and they sent him back to the Darvels up in Roses to raise him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that's how the Darvels get in the South, like Roses. You know, this new development we're talking about that you're doing in Long Island now, the Diamond Crystal,
yeah.
the Roses Point. Mm-hmm. I'm on summer property in there, on Roses Point.
Okay.
And then the Tank West, my second sister married the Tank West, and he tell me just I've been in Long Island in July to a funeral, he just tell me again. I remember he's the Tank West is up from a country in Europe.
I can comment on all that, Mr. Carroll. Let me comment on all that.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So call it. I see we had some callers who were waiting, so they can call back.
All right.
But let me give a commentary on TurnQuest, where we know that TurnQuest is one of those names that only technically exists in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a contrived name, right? Because there were two brothers who came to the Bahamas from Thorn, right?
Uh-huh.
And there they had to give a name on the register. So they created the name, and they said TurnQuest, if you know that. They created a name based on where they came from, and now it became TurnQuest.
Did they settle in Exuma?
No, they went to Long Island too. They were merchant, merchant marines? Merchant marines that settled in the Bahamas.
Exuma has a charity bike ride called the Tour de TurnQuest or TurnQuest. Anyway, I wondered if it was derived from that, but
yeah.
There's a call in and a ton of text.
Go ahead. Let's get ready to a ton of text, and let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller again once. Caller again twice. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? No? Still no caller? Caller, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Morning.
Morning.
I ain't going to be long this time, Miss Green. How far down is to Ferguson?
Oh, okay, I'm going to pull that up for you, okay?
Now,
you got to remember now, the Farquharson came from the Ferguson.
No, Ferguson is number 8.
I'm going to tell you.
Ranking, I tell you, I'm from Snow Corner, Auckland, Newry.
Yeah, I know.
6,403.
All right, H.O. Ferguson was my granddaddy.
But let me give you a narrative about the Ferguson and Farquharson. There was a family here that was just named Farquharson, not related to the Fergusons at all. And that's why we have the San Salvador, the Farquharson plantation, who came from Turks and Caicos. But when the name went to Auckland, and not seeing the word Farquharson before, only having Ferguson, they just mixed the two up and say, man, I can spell it this way and I can spell it that way. Now we have Ferguson and Farquharson being one family.
And Farquharson.
Yeah, they're really one family.
Yes.
Yeah, right. My granddaddy and Aaron's uncle and Eddie Hanna's your uncle, Miss Green?
Well, cousin.
My granddaddy, when you heard Mr. Lawless Roker spoke about the passing of Eddie Hanna, when he said it was him, Lawless Roker, Eddie Hanna, and the Reverend H.O. Ferguson that walked the whole of Auckland's campaigning. That's my granddaddy.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a sand badge named after him.
Let me ask you a question,
sir. That'd be trying to get something up there in his honor.
Let me ask you a question, right? Have you ever met any white Fergusons?
Yes.
Because I'm just going to say there.
Okay, Joe Ferguson. White Ferguson.
We have European,
I have some of my cousins, my uncle Roy Ferguson, who lives in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
He has white children, white Cokie Joe Fergusons.
Yes.
When they come to the family union, we always laugh at them.
We have white Fergusons in the Bahamas.
Yeah, they have real white Fergusons.
Right in the Bahamas, we have white Fergusons.
I know my cousins. My cousin, because my uncle had married a
right in the Bahamas. We have White Ferguson.
Yeah, that's it's Scottish, eh?
Yeah. And all of them are loyalist names that came in after 1783.
All right, thank you, caller. Thank you very much. All right, we're coming to you in a moment, caller. Let me just respond to some texts. People ask about ramming. Ramming is at number 36 with 2,212. Butler. Someone asked about Butler. Butler is at number 34 with 2,259. Evans, Pumpkin Eater Evans, y'all at 52 with 1,704. I think I found Glinton. Glinton is 691. There's a surname Bahama.
Yes, there's a surname Bahama.
At 286 with 228 people. And they are right below Clonaris.
And that's a great name.
Yeah, with 229 people.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And then there's some more. What rank is Clonaris?
Clonaris is at 284.
284.
Right.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Interesting the fact that Butler's originated in Eleuthera. And that Saudi Luther group, I always thought it was a Long Island name.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a big row about growing pineapples. And one of the Butler family just get up and left and say, I guarantee Luther to start over. But anyway, let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, you guys. How y'all doing? Sparky here.
Go ahead, Sparky.
And let me give you some names. My father, West Street Hill, is a fountain. My grandmother... So my father on West Street Hill was a Smith from Georgetown, Exuma. On my mother's side, my grandmother was a Deputes, Ida Dupree.
Mm-hmm.
And on her father's side was a Min from Exuma. Now, the Fountains and the Deputes are both French. And the French Fountains and the Deputes, they call the Fountains or the Fountains. And Deputes or Dupree. Depends on how you spell the fountain. The E is fountain. And F-O-U-N-T-A-I-N is fountain. Now, the fountains also came from what I heard, came from France. And the Deputes came from France. Some came down in Haiti. Some came down into New Orleans. Some came up from New York.
Sparky, all of the Deputes I know used to be black. I'm not sure how you all get light skin.
No. If you look at the Deputes, as I said, Dupree, the Dupree from France were white people. I don't know what you call white people or what you call bright people.
Well, like bright skin. But I just saying the Deputes I know were dark skinned people.
When you came from France as Dupree, they were white people. Now, when they came into the Bahamas, like most people, they mingled. They wasn't black. They were what they call off-white County Joe. If you look at say Eddie and the Deputes and those nose and things, you know how many people just come up to Smarky and say, I look like, say, Eddie and the Deputes? Many people say, you look like, say, Eddie. Now, my grandmother, Ida Deputes, and Leon Deputes were brothers and sisters, and those two started the Nassau Tribune. Do you know that? Remember? Swarted the dogmas of no master?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
That was Leon Deputes. Now, Leon Deputes were brothers and sisters. And back then, apparently, Ida Deputes married a black man from Exuma. And back in those days, anybody marry outside the color, you know, it happened. You get through the family, so they sever ties with the Tribune. So Pierre Deputes and Miss Karen, Eileen Karen, and myself are first cousins. My mother and Pierre Deputes, them, are first cousins.
Okay.
Because Ida Deputes and Sir Eddie and Deputes and those, they are brothers and sisters. You understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So but I've been checking my own. So we had it came from, I know that the Deputes and the Fountains came from France.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Smiths and all the Menzies and them, where they came from is another question. And then when I was 15 years old, they tell me I wasn't a Fountain. I was a Richie from Long Island. So now check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Sparky.
All right.
Go ahead.
Sparky's Fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Fountains are 208 on the list with 357. Pierre is at 129 on the list with 633.
The Pierre family is how much?
633. They are at number 129 on the list.
Okay.
the gay family, I'm from Fresh Creek, Andrasite.
Mm-hmm.
They are 309 with 185 on the list. Frazier, someone in the text asked about Frazier. They're at 323 with 176 on the list.
And we must also know, remember that we had a movement of South American families to the Bahamas. The Gomez's, the Frazier's, the Lopez's, the Rodriguez came in the early 1900s and should be considered as Bahamian names also.
Absolutely. There's Gomez. Definitely, I can look for Gomez on the list.
Yeah.
That's what I do when I'm not talking.
Yeah. And let's go to this next caller, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Mary. Good morning, Aaron Cuz.
Morning, morning. How you do?
Okay, I have a name for you guys. It's not too popular. It's McNeil.
I see McNeil in Acklands, but that's a small family.
Acklands?
Yeah, that's a small family. That's
Actually, what I know of McNeils were, there were three brothers of those that came down from Scotland in the late 1800s, and they went to Andros, North Andros to be exact, Master Point. Now, whatever McNeils had to have originated from them.
Or the slave adopted their last name. More likely that's the narrative, and no physical or biological connection to the McNeil family at all. But because we adopted a lot of Anglo names or post-emancipation.
Okay, because I know my great-grandfather was one of those brothers that came down.
Yeah.
So I came down to that, and they're light-skinned white people.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother was dark, so I'm more on the dark side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're looking for it, and if we find it, we'll tell you where it ranked.
All right, thank you. Let's go to that next caller, then I got a really interesting text.
Okay.
To read out loud.
Go ahead, caller, can you hear me? Go ahead, caller, can you hear me? You are on air. How you doing, ma'am? Caller? No? You going? Yeah, one of the smallest families I have found is the Eleuthero, like the Mingos. The Mingos being here like for 300 years, but I don't think there are 100 of them in the Bahamas.
Did you say the Mingos?
Mingos.
The Mingos?
No, with M. That's Mingos. Mingos. That's the last name. And then there's a small family from Eleuthero again called the Darrells. They've been here for like almost 300 years.
Yeah.
Right?
So just as we go to the break,
Gomez
is on 152 on the list of 350. It's 350 names. And they have 519 people.
All that Gomez here in the Bahamas?
Mm-hmm. Mitchell, 157 on the list with 491.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I've seen House of Assembly records of Mitchells, white Mitchells in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I know they tend to be discrepancy. What I also, going to break right now, right? What I find entertaining is when you look in Haitian phone book, you see names like Ferguson and Thompson. And even Roll. And this all happened when the United States invaded Haiti and occupied it. A number of Bahamians immigrated to Haiti and started families there. So you
in
see
fact,
Ferguson's Mosses in Haiti as a surname.
70 years ago, there were as many Bahamians in Haiti as there were Haitians in the Bahamas because of the trade and the economic relationship and the social relationship between the two countries years ago.
We'll talk more about that. Well, let's take a break now. There's Guiding Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri, and of course, Aaron Grayman's with me, and we're talking surnames, Bahamian surnames, and general names in general. We need to look for Greek names next. Have a wonderful day. We'll be right back.
Tonight's big matchup with Infection United is about to start. Kate has possession of the flu. She coughs up a pass across to Steve, who gives it to William. William is causing headaches on the field. He spreads it to Rachel, who scores! A hospital bed.
Don't play with respiratory infections like influenza or COVID-19. They can lead to hospitalization and even death. Advise patients to keep a safe distance, practice good hygiene, and get vaccinated. Don't play with their health.
This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness, PAHO WHO, and the Canadian government.
The holiday season is upon us, and everyone's going to be looking for those special items on their gift list. Merchants, here's your opportunity to have your products placed in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. This year, shoppers are going to be searching for perfect presents at the right price. Anything from a family island weekend getaway to electronics, jewelry, and even clothes.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
For one low price, you can have your ads published twice this December in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, November 30th. Be sure to contact your Nassau Guardian sales agent or call the Nassau Guardian directly at 302-2300. Be sure to ask about our 15-30-second Christmas radio commercial bonanza.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide. Our gift to you. Because Christmas is...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And of course, we're talking Bahamian surnames and smaller family names where you said, I didn't know that was that many people in the Bahamas. Because we just look at the name Lun. I never even heard the name Lun before.
Lun is at 289 with 223 people. De Gregory is at 287 on the list with 226 people.
I would assume that De Gregory would have been a foreign name, but I remember they had Member of Parliament as a De Gregory at one point in time.
Wow.
Yeah.
At number 261 on the list is Arana with 259 people.
And is that mostly Anglo-centric or that's a black name, Arana?
Well, I think they're both. I've found very dark-skinned Arana people and very light-skinned and phenotypically white.
You know
and white.
What family I find that has both black and white, but mm-hmm. they are connected? Archer. The yes. black Archers are actually related to the white Archers. All they right. are actually one family.
Let me read some of these texts. You got a ton of people contributing via text. Caller, give us 1 second. Good morning. Loving the conversation this morning. Just want to... come in. Sorry. Just want to comment on Mr. Nuri's stereotypes of names and complexions by way of procreation. We are a melting pot. Let's not get too hung up on this because if we go back to another show that I think Aaron had, it was your daddy ain't your daddy... and your daddy don't know. Laugh out loud. So these conversations should also be had in this context.
Well, unless we do some DNA to say your daddy and your daddy. I already go
right.
by.
Right now, that's your daddy.
That's your daddy.
Right. Via law, that's your daddy.
Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller.
Text. Yeah, yeah.
Caller, yeah, guys, I want to find out where Adley's came in. Yeah.
Now, Adley's is a loyalist name. That's a Long Island name. Right, and they have some bastardization of the name Adelaide, which is an African name too, which eventually morphed into Adley. But the Adley family is a Long Island name. But I'm just trying to see where they come on this list.
I'm still looking on the list. I will, and I'll say it out loud as soon as I find it, sir.
Okay.
Someone in the text asked for Store. Store is 91 on the list with 972 people. Someone asked about Clarks. Clarks are at number 25 on the list.
I don't know that many Clarks to be 25th. You know how much people they beat out?
3,091 is the number of Clarks listed.
They're more than Hannah and Hasty?
Listen, we small, but we mighty.
We little, but we mighty. Yeah. And then we need to appreciate that Wilson's.
Mm-hmm.
That's a West Indian name. And we have a number of West Indian Wilsons and Bahamian Wilson from Ragged Island here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. Right, and then we also want to mention that Ragged Island had a large number of Cuban persons migrating and living there. And yeah. then they branched out. So that also I want to mention.
All right. We're going to get to the text. Johnson is definitely on the list as number, what, 2, eh, Mr. Nuri?
Mm-hmm.
Frazier is at number 323 on the list with 176 people. Someone asked for that. McPhee, number 49, with 1730. Gomez at 152 with 519. Here are the texts. Again, Johnson is at the top of the list. And if you want to look at the list yourself, you're going to type in SURNAM.ES/Bahamas. All right. What about Moses?
Interesting. I haven't come across any Moses.
Colebrook, with no E on the end.
And I always, because you know they have John Colebrook, who's the governor of the Bahamas, and of course they had slaves, right? I always wondered if someone just bastardized the name and just added E or subtracted the E off. Right?
Yeah.
Or is it the same family? Is the Bethels with two L the same as the Bethel with one L?
Well, the Bethel with one L is here on the list at number 15 with 4,122 dear text. I'm looking for Davis. Davis is on the list at number 18.
Davis is that popular?
With 3,000. I mean, the popular, you know, but the name also. 3,493 at number 18. Someone is asking for Percenti and Healed.
Isn't Percenti a Lutheran name?
I think so. Healed is definitely...
And Healed is the Abaco name?
I think so. Healed is on the list. I just can't find it right now. But if you, like I say, if you go to surnam.es/Bahamas, you can check out the list for yourself. Another text... who is number one, Mr. Newry? Rolls, right?
Roll is number one.
Johnson, number two. Smith, number three. Knowles, number four. Pinder, number five. Williams, number six. Thompson, number seven. Ferguson's, number eight.
You'll find a Thompson and what are next name we call it? Knowles. They tend to be mixed-race family. So they all are related to each other. And that's basically Long Island, because Long Island tend to have a lot of interaction with each other, too.
Yeah.
So all that Long Island have Long Island red, Long Island black, a Long Island white, all mixing and related to each other.
Somebody asked about Saunders. Saunders is at number 20 on the list with 3,475. Hannah right underneath them at 22 with 3,236 people. Cartwright in 23, Major in 24. That's Long Island too, right?
I remember when I first come across a first black low, because I thought all lows were white. I never come across any low. But recently I've come across black lows.
And we said Moss is number 32 on the list, 2,670. Ramming at number 36 with 2,212. Somebody's asking about the last names Blyden and Nichols.
So that's Blyden is a West Indian name. And they came here, I think, during the
West Indian migration, yeah.
Yeah. So Nichols were being in Bahamas for a while, but they have Jamaican Nichols here also, and also a Acklands Nichols is inside.
But listen, they got rid of the penny, they may get rid of the Nichols too.
The dimes, yeah, all that. And the Halls is a Lutheran name, right?
Also Curry at 54 with 1,653.
And they have black and white curries still inside the Bahamas.
And Indian curry. All over the Bahamas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We love it.
Yeah.
We love it. We can't get rid of none of the curries.
Yeah.
We can't get rid of none of y'all, actually. We love all of y'all.
And they're black and white Aubreys. I'm not sure if they're related as one family or that's one of those adoption names.
What about Patrick? Do you know the origin of the last name Patrick?
I haven't ever come across any Patrick.
All right. I haven't seen Patrick on the list yet, texter, but the texter also says Harold de Gregory was from West End in Grand Bahama in the 60s. He ran against John Roll from 8 Mile Rock.
Mm-hmm. But the Gregory surname has been in the Bahamas for a while. I think they had Anglo de Gregory's also.
All right. Again, I'm going to repeat the name of the website. Mm-hmm. It's, what's it called? Surnames?
Surnames.
And the address is surnam.es/Bahamas.
But we'll conclude with this. I know a number of persons are still waiting to see where their name ranked. Yeah. How important is writing the narrative of our surnames, to know where they come from, how they came to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. There are a number of West Indians who came to the Bahamas, the Maynards, the Pinglins, who are the West Indies, the Masons, who are now a part of our society, who've been here for a while.
Yeah.
And of course, there are a number of Spanish names, a number of Creole names that have been inside the country for 100, 200 years and thriving. So I guess they could be considered Bahamian names also.
Yeah.
Right? And then a mixture of black-white families, the Farringtons, they're black and white Farringtons, you know, black and white Fitzgeralds, right? And stuff like that.
We have somebody whose last name is Darrell. Mr. Newry texted, Mr. Newry mentioned that
D-A-R-R-E-L. L-L. Yes, that's a small family of Luther.
Absolutely.
And Bahamian. I mean, being here like 200 odd years. And I said, I don't know a Darrell. Yeah, right. So that was odd finding that.
All right. Someone is asking for Fisher. I haven't seen Fisher on the list yet. reaches 237 with 288 people.
And that would be a Bimini name. And came from Anglo, again, from Loyalists, and they branch off to be Black and whatever.
Wild Goose. I'm still looking for Woodside. Wild Goose, 242 with 288 people.
Wild Goose would be in parliamentarian from the early 1900s, being here, then turned Black now.
All right. Joaquin is at 293 with 213.
That's another Loyalist name there, too.
Sergeant at 300 on the list with 208. Mora at 301 on the list.
Yeah.
With 207 people.
I'm impressed that they have white and Black Moras.
Right. Do you know where Toot is from, sir? I can't find Weatherford. Has a 326 with 173
and
people.
And Weatherford is an Abaco name. They've been here in the Bahamas for centuries, eh?
Yeah. Toot is at 341 with 161 people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for Fisher now on the list. The list stops at 350. I can't recall seeing Brown on the list. There's DePuch, there's Gibbs, there's Hart, there's Ballou, there's Rawlins, there's Meadows. Lindsay even is the last name.
I'm impressed that Rawlins is there because people say the story that Rawlins and Rule is the same family. So I'm impressed with that.
All right. Bastion, Nuri, do you know where Bastion is from? I can't find it yet on the list. Basden is at 272 with 245 people.
I always thought Basden was a West Indian name, so it's impressive to see them.
Fox is at 264 with 258.
And that's a Long Island name.
F-A-W-K-E-S.
Oh, Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Burnside at 253 on the list with 271.
Mm.
And Turner. I can't recall. Turner Palmer's on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Henfield's on the list. Harding, Stewart, Kerr.
So Pierce. Harding, Kerr, they're Long Island names. I didn't know how popular Long Island names are.
Yes. Turner's on the list at 198 with 386 people, but Mr. Nuri, we are at the end of the hour.
Already.
Let's repeat the website name again, surnam.es/Bahamas. Check it out. See if your family name is on the list.
I need to find where the Timothy's from. I don't know any Timothy's. It was not a West Indian name.
I think so.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Eileen?
Timothy?
No, I'm saying Eileen is another name. And we got Eileen's in the Bahamas.
And Allen's with an S?
Yeah.
I know Allen, but I didn't know Allen's as the last name too. Yeah.
Always thought Hall came from Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
Last text.
Can you imagine? Anyway, Guardian Radio AM, Lutris Halls, man. Guardian Radio AM in the morning with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. Mm-hmm.